It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coal face with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, sir. Now, South Africa has an opportunity to become a center of mining finance for Africa, but needs to remove two obstacles first. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this was a fantastic revelation that has been made by a fantastic South African. He gave a wonderful talk at Wits Business School this week. His name is Mick Davis. He used to run Eskom, but he's now running Xstrata, which is listed on the London Stock Exchange, and he's turned it in 8 years into a $50 billion value company. So he actually knows what's happening in the world, and what he's saying is that it's just a matter of time before the prodigious Africa starts to produce a lot of copper, a lot of metals and minerals, because the world needs these, and we're still in the super cycle. Even though there was the meltdown, it didn't melt the super cycle. And he's saying that Johannesburg, South Africa, has got this fantastic opportunity to be the finance center for these mining activities, but it has to allow full indexation of a company like his or big majors on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, which isn't possible at the moment because some archaic regulations are stopping it. He also says that it's extremely important that the country gets rid of its exchange control so that money can flow in and out. And he says, in exchange for that, we will become a finance hub. And he reminds us that it wasn't long ago that London didn't have a big mining sector, but they didn't have any barriers to entry. And if we can drop these barriers to entry, it's a fantastic opportunity for us to be the financier of mining in Africa.
Now, the introduction of a Teach First program is being advocated to boost South Africa's falling education standards. How will this be done?
You know, Teach First is a wonderful concept, first introduced in the United States. And it goes back to what John F. Kennedy said, you know, think of what you can do for your country. And that's what we've got to ask ourselves here in South Africa if we're going to get through this very big skills challenge. And what they did is they introduced Teach First. So your top graduates coming out of universities, they handpick them.
Yeah.
And the big companies subvent their salaries. But for 2 years, these people go out and they teach. They teach in schools, particularly challenge schools. They become models for youth to be inspired by. But they also, it's been proved, they've lifted the maths and the science. And it's a quick thing. We know we've got to have teachers educated, yeah, the teachers training colleges are going to, but it's a longer term thing. That has got to be done. We've also got to recall retired teachers to get involved. But what can we do in the meantime? We can have this Teach First. It can almost be implemented next year, where people, before going embarking on their careers, the top students, the top graduates, they work in schools as teachers for a couple of years to boost our education.
There's an urgent need for South Africa to invest billions of rands in bulk water infrastructure. What is this about?
You know, this is again to make sure that we don't lose out on the great mining boom that is still continuing. As I'm saying, this super cycle is still in process. The meltdown didn't actually stop it. Now, we have got to make sure that from a government point of view, all the infrastructure that is needed for our country to prosper is there. And you remember the warnings that came about electricity. The country was warned we're going to run into an electricity problem.
Right.
We've got that now. Now we're getting warnings from the same mining fraternity that we need bulk water infrastructure and reticulation. And if this doesn't come in a big way, communities are going to be at industry's throat and mining industry's throat. We're going to have a water scarcity situation. So they're saying, they even estimate that we're going to have to spend like 100 billion rand. I mean, an enormous amount of money. But this is necessary so that our country can flourish. We need to take this warning because we see the other countries, how well they facilitate industry and mining. Chile, which was the big copper producer, grew from 2001 to 2008 by 12% a year, compound growth in the mining sector, because it has all these things ready for mining activities. What happened in South Africa? We are a mining country. Between 2001 and 2008, we shrank from a mining point of view by 1%. We don't want to do that again. And we must be prepared for the next boom. And now they're saying, they're warning us, bulk water infrastructure, and the state has got to do it, although the private sector came in to help, that's coming in to help with electricity, and they say, well, we can own generate and we can do it cheaper than Eskom. And when it comes to transport, they can run their locomotives on the rail that belongs to the state. But when it comes to water, they say, the state, that's your baby. You're going to have to control that.
Mr. Creamer, always a pleasure speaking to you. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.